Duchess.
Which subject have you had to blag before? Like, you haven't known it entirely and therefore you might have had to Google an answer?
Oh, 100% in maths. Like, that's my third... I teach that at the moment, and it's my third subject. And I think as long as you keep one step ahead of the kids... But it's about using the kids as well. So I remember I was teaching a maths lesson, and a kid turned around to me, and so we were doing prime numbers, and he was like, "Wait, miss, is one a prime number?" And I was like, well... We're going to start that next lesson, but you have to think about that and give me the answer tomorrow. We're going to talk about that as a starter. So, but it's using the kids as well. Like, there's 31, you know, there's 30 odd kids in your lesson, and there's one of you. Like, you've got to just use them, haven't you? If they're clever enough, use their brains.
And take the credit.
That's terrible, isn't it? Going from a teacher.
What scares you at work?
Learning walks are quite scary. It's basically senior management or your head of department walking into your lessons unexpectedly.
Right, and they're allowed to do that any time. They don't have to give you 24 hours notice like a landlord.
No, I wish they gave us 24 hours notice. No, they're allowed to do that whenever... Yeah, unless it's an anything goes Thursday, then they're allowed to do learning walks whenever they like. So they're quite scary. And sometimes they can walk in and stay for a good 15, 20 minutes in your lesson, so...
Does that keep you on your toes? Does it keep the kids on their toes?
I don't mind it because I plan my lessons. So, yeah, if you're the kind of teacher that's going to wing it, then it's obviously going to be quite scary. But I plan my lessons, so generally they're okay. I don't mind them, but they obviously are going to fill out forms about you and send them off to senior management, so it's quite scary.
Have you ever found it funny when you're trying to tell off a kid?
And I had to send a boy out because he was being really naughty, kept shouting things out. So I sent him out my lesson. He goes and starts to walk to the door, and his friend stood up and he goes... this was when Hunger Games was just out on in the cinema, and he stood up and he goes, Miss, I volunteer as tribute. And I just couldn't help but just crack up at him.
Are there any other examples where you've actually managed to hold it in, but you found it really funny and you really want to laugh at it, but you have to keep a straight face?
Generally, like, I'm kind of myself in lessons. Like, I used to be, like, put on this whole teacher mode, like, must be authoritative. But now I'm kind of a bit more myself. So the other day I was teaching about safety in the dance studio, and I walked into the lesson with a big baggy top on, I was chewing gum, I had jewellery on, I had my hair down. And I said to them, okay, you have to spot all the things that's wrong with me. Like, why couldn't I now go and teach you dance? And we went through, and some of the others were like, Miss, you're chewing gum. Okay, took out my gum. Miss, you need to have your hair tied back. And then one of the boys goes, Miss, you need to take your top off. And I just couldn't help but, yeah, crack up.
You found that funny?
Yeah, but everyone found it funny. But it was just funny because he... generally didn't mean to say it in that way.
Right.
He was just trying to pick up the safety points.
Right.
I was like, oh no, Miss, he fancies you.
Do you find it easy to memorise student names?
No.
Do you give them nicknames?
Oh, all the time.
What's the worst nickname you've ever given to a child?
Jack Sparrow? No. what's the worst nickname? I just shorten them all down. There's one register where I always pronounce. I still can't remember it now. Is it Kira or Car? Oh, I say it wrong every time, and she's constantly reminding me, and it's so embarrassing.
Do not style it out.
Kira?
Like you're doing a remix version.
A lot of the time, I have a big... this sounds terrible. I've got a big feather pen thing that one of the other teachers gave me as a present. And I kind of use it. You little boy in the corner.
So you use that when you don't know somebody's name, you point at them with your feather.
Sometimes I point with my feather. No, I'm okay now. I've learnt most of them now.
Do you find sex education awkward?
It is always awkward from the point of view. You never know what questions you're going to get from the kids. And you never know... what they're going to ask you. I mean, the age group that I teach, we don't actually approach sex itself. We talk about you need a man or woman to have a baby. You talk about women getting periods, but you don't go into sort of not the nitty-gritty, but you know what I mean? We don't actually talk about how it happens. But the kids all know, and they try and lead you into saying it, but you don't say it. And I've always phased it off as, well, I don't have children of my own, so those are questions that are suitable for somebody who has had children of their own, just like your adults at home have had children of their own.
Yeah.
I was like, palm it off to the parents, not doing that one.
We had a bird box outside my classroom, which we had a surveillance camera in, like a little nature watch thing, which was linked to my big projection screen in my classroom, so we could learn about it. And it so happened that a set of blue tits nested in there, and we had lots of eggs, lots of babies, and we wanted to know the gestation period for the eggs before they hatched. So I googled blue tits,
right,
and all of a sudden you get the big filter thing flash up saying, warning, you can't search this. Probably all the kids' computers are all filtered at school.
Yeah.
And the kids are going, why is it not working? And I was like, Google's broken. And they're like, oh, should we Google it at home? I was like, no, don't worry about it. We'll get books out the library instead. Thinking, I can't send kids home, going home to Google blue tits.
Have you ever not really marked someone's homework and just kind of guessed what grade they should get?
Don't do guessing grades. So I had, I was marking through some of my maths books, my year 7 maths books the other day, and one kid had written, I think I'd asked them to correct one of the answers that they'd got wrong after I'd given them the answers, and she wrote at the bottom, why did I get this question wrong? And she'd answered her own question, because Miss had got it wrong on the board. The next day, I had book scrutiny.
Right.
I had maths.
Yeah.
So I just didn't give her book in with the rest of the class.
Amazing. So you withheld the evidence that you'd messed
up. Yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes. Why am I telling you this? I am a good teacher, I promise.